It's Tuesday, September 26th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Daniel 4:17 says, "The Most High rules the kingdom of men and gives it to whom he will." And America's conservatives are split down the middle on today's hotly contested GOP runoff election in Alabama's U.S. Senate race. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence have both campaigned for Luther Strange, while Steve Bannon, Dr. James Dobson, and Franklin Graham are pushing for Judge Roy Moore. Graham commended Judge Moore for his guts on Facebook, noting that the Alabama judge is, quote, "one of the few willing to stand firm for truth and against the erosion of biblical principles. He sets a good example for all of us. God bless him. He and his family have my prayers," unquote. And Dr. Ben Carson added his kudos for the judge as well. A Signal poll of Republicans in Alabama over the weekend put Judge Moore ahead of Strange at 52-41%, what the polling company called a, quote, "near certain win," unquote, for Judge Roy Moore. The victor will likely trounce the Democrat contender in the general election in this GOP-dominated state. An Albuquerque Mennonite church has appointed a lesbian head pastor. That's a first for the denomination and the fourth homosexual that has been credentialed as a pastor in the Mennonite Church USA. The Mennonites follow in the footsteps of the Evangelical Lutheran Church since 2010, the Presbyterian Church USA since 2012, and the Episcopal Church USA since 2003. Jeremiah 5:30-31 says, "An appalling and horrible thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule at their direction. My people love to have it so. But what will you do when the end comes?" Australia's popular referendum on homosexual faux marriage continues, and polls are saying the yes vote is well ahead at a margin of 57-34%. Only 15% of the voting population has voted so far. The deadline for mailing in ballots is November 7th. The Daily Telegraph reported that thousands of pro-homosexual activists rallied over the weekend in Brisbane, and only 20 showed up at the No Rally in Sydney. Australia, Northern Ireland, and Italy are the last of the major Western nations to hold out on approving of homosexual faux marriage. Ephesians 2:8 declares that by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. But 500 years after the fact, over half of Protestants in America now agree with the Catholics on the doctrine of justification by faith and works. Only 46% of U.S. Protestants believe in justification by faith alone, according to a Pew Research study. The governor of Puerto Rico told CNN that the United States is facing a, quote, "humanitarian crisis," unquote, after Hurricane Maria hit the island Commonwealth last week.
It is nothing short of a major disaster. We have a lot of flooding, a lot of infrastructure damage. Our telecommunication system is partially down. Our energy infrastructure is completely down.
He also forecast a, quote, "mass exodus," unquote, of Puerto Ricans to the